Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Continuing to take you through this Wednesday night, one of the great sports stories going on in the state of Missouri right now is that of Missouri State football competing at the FBS level and in Conference USA for the first year and at that level. They've showed absolutely no issues adjusting to the level. They're 7-3. They're 5-1 in Conference USA play. They just beat UTEP this past weekend, 38-24. In that game, quarterback Jacob Clark was awesome as he ends up throwing for 330 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions, all kinds of honors for him. Manning Award, National Quarterback of the Week, Conference USA Offensive Player of the Week, Frisco Bowl National Offensive Player of the Week, honorable mention for the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Weekly Award. And with all that being said, we do welcome Missouri State quarterback Jacob Clark onto the program. Jacob, thanks for taking some time. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. You're somebody who's been at Missouri State for a few years. So you came in 2022 after you spent some time at Minnesota. You've gone through this transition from the FCS level to the FBS level. How much fun is it for you seeing everything that's happened and what you guys have been able to do your first year in Conference USA?
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been special for, you know, our team and for the community. You know, just this whole transition, there's been, you know, more buzz around Springfield, more buzz within the students, and everybody was excited going into the year to make this transition to FBS and be in Conference USA. And then obviously as a football team, we've, you know, been excited with how we've played. And I think we had confidence going into the season and, you know, we've played up to our standard and are looking to finish strong with these next two games also.
This doesn't always happen. There are teams that make that transition and it's a struggle a couple, you know, for a little bit of time before they get going. What was the confidence level before the season even got started that you guys would be able to walk into the FBS level and have some level of success right away?
Yeah, I think it starts, you know, with our coaching staff and, you know, understanding that we have a really strong coaching staff that, does a great job, and we have a lot of guys returning from the team last year. And then also the Missouri Valley was no joke. There's really good football teams in that conference, and we were pretty good in the Missouri Valley last year, and I think that helped a lot with this transition.
How much different does it feel, though, playing these Conference USA teams compared to what you were playing in the Missouri Valley Football Conference?
Yeah, it's just cool, honestly, being back at the FBS level. You know, you check your phone, you check ESPN and all that, and you don't have to click over to a FCS tab to, you know, look at the scores that are going on. Your name's right up there on ESPN with all the SEC teams and everybody else. So it's just cool for us as players and then also for the community.
There's been moments all year long that were really notable. The game against USC, even though that did not go in your direction, but just marking the first game at that level. The next week, the first win at that level against Marshall. You would get your first conference win against Middle Tennessee a few weeks later. Have you been able to enjoy all the milestones as they've come along as the year has taken place?
Yeah, it's been a crazy year. Obviously, like you said, starting out playing in the Coliseum, and then, you know, our first home game as a FBS team is against SMU, who was in the college football playoff last year, and we put up a good fight against them. Wish we played a little bit better on offense in the second half, and then like you said, getting into conference play, we felt like we were competitive early on against Western Kentucky, who's always a really good football team, and then have been able to get on a winning streak so far. So You kind of get a 24-hour window after wins and losses to either be excited or be upset, and then you move on to the next week. I think when the season's over, it'll be cool to look back and see at some of the things we accomplished. But like I said, we still got two more weeks left, and that starts with going on the road against a really good Kennesaw team.
There has been a lot of talk about whether or not, because as a first-year FBS team, technically not eligible for postseason play. I know there's been a petition to the NCAA. If there's not enough bowl-eligible teams for all the bowl spots, it can go to that. How much do you guys think about that, or is that just something that's not in your control so you can't worry about it?
Yeah, I think as players, we would obviously love the opportunity to be in a bowl game. But like you said, it's something that's out of our control, and we just go week by week trying to, you know, find ways to go 1-0 and go out there and put our best foot forward and compete. And then whatever happens at the end of the year happens. Obviously, we would love to be in a bowl game and hope it works out.
Last year, you finished 14th in the Walter Payton Award, which is the FCS Offensive Player of the Year Award. I'm sure that in the world of the transfer portal, you could have walked out that door and found a different opportunity. And we see a lot of that in college football right now. What was it that had you sticking around in Springfield and being part of this very special year this year?
Yeah, kind of like you said, I just wanted to be a part of this team that was, you know, kind of the building blocks for Missouri State football for years to come. Our coaching staff, Coach Beard, Coach Petrino, they had a huge part in, you know, me staying, and also my teammates. A lot of guys on the team last year that I'm close with, and really didn't want to go anywhere else and restart, and felt good and confident about being a Bear, and just want to be, you know, part of this team and be able to come back in, you know, 10 plus years and, you know, say that I was, you know, a reason why Missouri State's where it's at.
I mentioned earlier your statistics from this past weekend with the win against UTEP, 330 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. I didn't mention the fact that you completed passes to 10 different receivers. Can you talk to me a little bit about the offense and the confidence that you have and all your teammates around them? Because obviously you like to utilize them.
Yeah, we have a lot of playmakers. Obviously at receiver, we have a handful of guys with over 300 yards. We have running backs that do really well out of the backfield. And then our tight ends have been really good threats in the red zone. Jaron had 2 touchdowns, could have potentially had 3 last game. So really just different guys stepping up in different situations, and just me having confidence in all of them.
Just a couple more moments with Jacob Clark. He is the quarterback at Missouri State. You said earlier that there's more of a buzz this year with the team being at the FBS level. Can you expound on that a little bit and say, you know, where that buzz comes from, where you can see it, what it's like on game day that's maybe different now than it was previously?
Yeah, I think it all starts, you know, up top with the leadership. Our president and athletic director have done a great job kind of pushing the Mo State brand. And you see that around Springfield and around campus more. There's a lot more Bear heads on stuff. So you kind of see it with your own eyes, but then you also feel it within, you know, the student section showing up, the tailgates pregame, and then also just people talking about us. You know, I'll go to the grocery store and people will be talking about the Bears or at restaurants. So there's a buzz that you can see and hear, but then something that you just also feel in the community.
Ryan Beard, your head coach, when he was hired back in 2022, he's 34 years old, youngest head coach on record, and he's obviously a few years older now. But what is it like to play for him? What does he bring to this program? Because a lot of people have really taken note of his star, and it seems like he's the perfect guy for this job.
Yeah, he's done a great job. He's a great leader of men. And one of my favorite things about him is he's the same guy every single day. He shows up with energy. You respect him, and you really want to go out there and play your best for him and the coaches on our coaching staff. And he's done a great job, you know, getting the best out of us each and every week.
Jacob Clark, he is the quarterback for Missouri State football, putting together a fantastic season. Two more games to go. This Saturday, they'll head down to Georgia to play Kennesaw State, and then they'll wrap up the season at home in Springfield. If you haven't checked them out, want to make a trip to Springfield, we encourage you to do so. Saturday, November 29th, they're going to take on Louisiana Tech. Again, 7-3 overall right now, 5-1 in league play. Jacob, thanks so much for taking this time. Congratulations on everything that you've already accomplished, and hoping for many more accomplishments here for you moving forward. But we appreciate you spending some time with us tonight.
Yep, thank you.
Awesome, very good. That's Jacob Clark. Again, he is the quarterback for Missouri State football, a transfer from Minnesota. There's something to be said for a guy who was an FBS transfer going to an FCS program, coming from a power conference program, and he got to Missouri State, and his first year there, he was number two on the depth chart all season long. Got to 2023, started a handful of games, and then ended up having a season-ending injury in a game that was in September. So it just kind of wasn't happening for him in the first couple years for him at Missouri State. And then he came back again. So even after that injury, he probably would have had an opportunity to go elsewhere, put together a very, very good season last year with 3,600 yards, 26 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. And again, he could have gone elsewhere, but he made the decision to stay in Springfield. And now he is a part of something that's pretty special right now. And I said it earlier, I'll say it again, and I realize it. I know. I hear from people all the time. When Missouri State left the Missouri Valley Conference, that ruffled some feathers. It did. We love the Missouri Valley Conference. And they were such a big part of it and the regional rivalries that go along with it. And I know that they are continuing to try to find a way to, especially from a basketball standpoint, they're doing everything that they can to renew as many of those rivalries as possible. We talked with their AD, Patrick Ransdell, maybe 2 months ago, and I asked him about that, and their heritage in the Missouri Valley Conference was something that was still very important to the program, even with them not being in the league anymore. But we know in college athletics, football is where it's at, and they have they're having a ton of success here in the first year. I don't know if Mizzou would ever schedule them at this point. I don't know, you know, the scheduling process, especially now in the SEC where there's going to be one less league game. But how much fun would it be in the future if Missouri's having one of those years kind of like this year where maybe they end up in a bowl game where they could face off against a Conference USA opponent? You don't want that for Missouri because that probably means they did not have the season that you wanted them to have. But just the fact that there's more of an even playing field between those two teams, not Conference USA and the SEC are the same thing. That's not what I'm saying, but technically at the same level of college football. But anyways, it's been a lot of fun to watch what's going on with Missouri State football for sure, and we appreciate being able to be joined by their quarterback, Jacob Clark, who's really having a nice season. Okay, still coming up this hour, we are going to hear from the Cardinals minor league player and pitcher of the month. That was officially named, and we heard from them today, and also we'll hear a little bit from Patrick Mahomes. That's all coming up. Don't go anywhere. You're locked to a Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's Great Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, continuing to take you until 8 o'clock this evening. About to play for you some of the audio that we got earlier today from both J.J. Weatherholt and Bryson Motz. These two individuals were honored by the Cardinals. Weatherholt, the Minor League Player of the Year, and Motz is the Minor League Pitcher of the Year. And they both met with the media earlier today. Should be noted, Weatherholt also did a one-on-one interview, or a one-on Gas House Gang interview, I guess you could say. And we've got our Gas House Gang replay coming up at 8 o'clock, so you'll be able to hear more from Weatherholt during the 8 o'clock hour. A little bit more than an hour from now, I believe, is when that replay will come specifically with that segment. So an opportunity to hear more from JJ coming up in just a while. But I wanted to play back some of what he said today when meeting with the assembled media, and also Bryson Motz, we'll hear from him as well. Let's start, though, with Weatherholt and go through some of the things he said. So this past year for Weatherholt, pretty solid. Began the season at AA Springfield, hit 300 with an 891 OPS, eventually got the call up to Memphis. He played 47 games there, hit 314, and had a 978 OPS, hitting 10 home runs and 185 at-bats. Really put together a very, very solid season. And right now, he is the leader in the clubhouse in terms of just having the opportunity to win a job on the major league roster, an opening day job going into spring training. So there was a lot of buzz about him last year with what he was doing at AA and then at AAA, and you can't totally ignore all that stuff. He did speak a little bit today about how he was able to stay in the moment.
Just taking it day by day, enjoying the process, enjoying every opportunity to play, really just spending time with good group of teammates in both teams, so that helped too. Just wanted to be around those guys and, you know, playing for each other and feeding off each other's energy. So just taking a day at a time, not trying to look too far ahead.
We also saw him play all over the infield. He moved a little bit over to third base, played some shortstop, played some second base. It seems most likely that he'll end up as a second baseman with the Cardinals, but that certainly is anything but a guarantee. And as he started to play more positions, that was something that he was very happy to do.
It just gives you another spot to continue to work better, or to get better at. So I'll continue to work through all three, short, second, and third. Honestly, just means I got more work in infield to do, but I like infield work, so that'll be fun. But just continue to learn all three. It was fun to be able to play third at the end and just put myself in spot to be able to play some more games there.
He specifically told the story of what led him to playing third base a little bit more.
So I had a meeting with Larry Day, our minor league coordinator, and then I was in Double A at the time, so our manager Patrick Anderson and our infield coach Danny Black, and they kind of just threw the idea out there, like, hey, we're gonna start to work you at third base, not because we haven't liked what you've done at short and second, but just because we want you to be able to be a complete infielder. So I think it happened a little bit after All-Star break, and the plan was to just do a couple exercises like early on. So learning footwork, really slow at first, and then build up by the fourth or fifth week, they wanted me to start to get some game action. So as I was still playing short, I was doing pretty much two or three times a week third base reps defensively, in defensive practice or early work, just trying to get comfortable with that until they finally put me in a game.
Where he plays in the big leagues is going to be somewhat dependent on what happens with roster moves. I think most people think that Nolan Arenado is going to get moved, but we all thought that last year. Nolan Gorman could get moved. That would impact Weatherholt. Brendan Donovan could get moved. That would impact him as well. So I asked him, is he going to be following along with that? Does he follow along with the hot stove to see what the team is doing? Because obviously that is going to have somewhat of an impact on him.
Pretty aware of it, but I mean, I don't pay a ton of attention to it. So for the most part, like I saw all who got put on the 40-man, so that was really cool. But yeah, I mean, you hear things, but I mean, for the most part, I'm just focusing on my work and, you know, what people tell me, you know, from infield standpoint, hitting standpoint, all of our coordinators that are trying to help me to become better. So just worry about that and worry about getting better and the rest will fall into place.
Just as he continues to prepare for the season, he did say what his off season has looked like so far.
It's been a good off season so far. Been spacing it out pretty well, but I've been down in Florida for most of it, just training, really just focusing mainly right now on hitting in the strength part of just trying to get a little bit more explosive so we can add some speed and strength, hopefully hit the ball a little bit further and be able to use my legs even more. Defense stuff is going to start ramping up, so defensive throwing, but for the most part now it's been mainly hitting and lifting. And then, yeah, I mean, long drives are nice, but this spring training is definitely going to be a little bit of a different vibe. I'm going to go out there looking to make a team. You know, last year was kind of just there for the experience, but this year we'll have the goal of making a team on our plate, and I'm going to work to do so, and hopefully it comes out well in spring training.
Of course, last year he did have time in MLB camp during spring training, and he certainly did not disappoint. He hit the first home run of any Cardinal during Grapefruit League play. Had a little bit of a kind of a dip down at one point, but then came back up and had a strong finish before he was eventually reassigned to minor league camp. He feels like being in MLB camp last year is going to help him going into spring training this year.
It just adds a bunch of comfort and to building off of relationships that I was able to make during those. There's some familiarity with the staff too, so that's really important. And I think this year will just be a lot easier for me to really, really focus on taking my game to the next level. I mean, that's what I was trying to do last year, but obviously a little distant feeling of not wanting to step on any toes and, you know, still being the new guy. And this year it'll be a little bit different where I think I'll be able to focus more on, you know, my development and having some more meaningful conversations with the coaches. And hopefully that'll just help me become better.
And while he absolutely does have the goal of making the roster, he brought that up on his own. That can't be the only thing he thinks about going into spring.
Every step that you take, it comes a little bit more real. But you just got to focus on the process and the daily work that you put in. And I know I say that all the time, but it's just a reminder to myself, truthfully. It's easy to get caught up in, you know, you're almost there, you're almost there, you're almost there, and you don't go work at things with the same hunger that you have before you're almost there. So that's something that I try to do, is not buy into myself or what everyone's talking about me too much, but just know that I need to continue to work hard to let that come out. And, you know, if you go about things the right way, then it will come out. And so that's really just been my focus, is trying to drown out some of the noise and just focus, enjoy the process, and continue to develop as a player.
And the final thing from him, I thought this was interesting. One of the things that is tough for many young players as they eventually get to the big leagues, it's the grind of the 162-game schedule, something that very few, almost no individuals have ever done anything close to that before making their major league debut. And he said as he goes through the offseason, he is preparing his body for going through that kind of grind.
Yeah, I felt really good, honestly. I was happy with the amount of games I was able to play. You know, they kind of had a planned off day for me every week, and definitely wanted to try to push myself to be able to not do that. But I think that's kind of like a safety precaution, especially like you said, that's the most games I've played by pretty much double to this point. I think the biggest thing I learned was just how valuable it is, like missing time. And I learned that because I got sick in like the third week and missed probably a week or so. And lost a bunch of weight, and that was kind of miserable coming back. It really, for the next 30 or 40 at bats, like I just was down 10 pounds, hadn't hit for a week straight. Like just getting back into that, it felt like everybody had passed me up. And so I feel like it took a little bit for me to shake off. And you never really think about that, because you think, oh, I play 130 games, what's missing this many games? But in a profession that you're doing something every day. When you can't do that, everybody just passes you up. So I think that's something that in the past I had looked at almost, oh, like if I just miss this game, it'll be able to rest. Or if I got to miss two or three games because of this nagging injury, I can rest. And that's somewhat true. But at the end of the day, like I want to play as many games as possible because I'm getting the most reps. I'm going to be feeling better each and every day. And getting the reps, I need to stay consistent. So I would say training wise in the winter, anything changing, just continue to develop to try to go into spring training as healthy as possible and being able to put in some recovery practices that I used last year and just, you know, honestly trying to give my body a break from recovery stuff so that when I do come in to incorporate it, it'll have like a better effect. And then just like I said, trying to play as many games as possible.
All right, let's jump over to Bryson Motz. He put together a really solid season this past year, had a sub-3 ERA at 2.98, 134 strikeouts, and just 33 walks over 114 and two-thirds innings pitched. Now, he had a real bounce back. In 2024, he had a 5.18 ERA, a 3-13 record, and then he dropped that to 2.98 this past year, going from high A to double A. He spoke a little bit about the improvement he saw going from 2024 to 2025.
Last year exposed a lot of my weak points and a lot of blind spots that I didn't really know I had. So I had a really good focus coming into this year. I was able to be more physical, better mentally prepared for the demands of the season, and I was just an all-around better player.
And he specifically got into the improvements that he saw of himself.
On the velo side, I felt that I was in a pretty good place strength-wise, and it just wasn't translating for whatever reason. My numbers just kept going up, but I wasn't throwing any harder. So I knew it had to be a mechanical issue. So with some help and time to work on it over the off season, I was able to clean things up, use my legs more, just be more efficient as a whole. And I mean, when you throw harder, every other pitch that you have plays up. And I think that played a huge part in neutralizing righties.
Motz also gives a lot of credit to the organization for what they were able to do to make him better.
I think we took some huge steps this year. Just from day one in camp, there was a very different vibe, and there was a lot of information being thrown at us early to make sure that when we entered the season, we knew what our strengths were, we knew what to play up, maybe the things that needed to come along first, so that way you had a structured order to work on things. And I think that set everyone up for success. And as this group continues to work with us and we develop better relationships, I think it'll only get stronger.
It was a big week for Motz, as earlier in the week he was added to the 40-man roster to protect him from being selected in the Rule 5 draft. And he says he feels one step closer to the major league level with that 40-man spot.
I mean, the goal is obviously always to be a big leaguer and to stay there for as long as possible. And you know, when you're working up, you get very caught in the day-to-day. So it's nice to have a call, be able to step back and be like, okay, like it's actually right there. Like you hear you know, double A, your step away, triple A, same thing. And to have that really set in, that the organization believes in you and that they see that you're that close, it's a huge honor.
So as he goes into spring training and looks to represent himself well, and even if he doesn't make the club out of spring training, which doesn't seem likely, he seems like he's likely to be earmarked for AAA to start out the season. He talked about what he needs to do to be the best version of himself.
The biggest thing is consistency. That's what it takes to be a big leaguer day in and day out, is you have to be incredibly consistent with what you do well. So this last year showed me what I really did well. So now it's about doing those things as consistently as possible and making sure that, you know, the misses keep getting smaller, I keep getting to my spots more often, and I just keep learning the game. And I'm looking forward to the challenge of, you know, having that ABS system, hitters that are more disciplined, and being able to test myself against those guys.
And while he's not likely to begin the season in the big leagues, he is thinking about being with the Cardinals and playing Major League Baseball this year.
It's definitely in the back of my head. It's more of a motivating factor than anything else, to, you know, keep the foot on the gas and know that if I'm able to keep sticking to what I'm doing day in and day out, that it could be a very real possibility.
And to that extent, one individual that you can really somewhat compare to is Matt Swanson, because he was in the exact same spot last year, having his contract selected and being added to the 40-man roster. Did not begin the season in the big leagues, but got an opportunity, ran with it, and by the end of the season, you could make the argument that Swanson might have been the most reliable relief pitcher that the Cardinals had. He certainly was one of the most important as well. So having someone like Swanson as an illustration is something that's good for Mons.
It's awesome to see see what can be done. And I mean, I got the opportunity to play with him in the fall league last year and see how he did things. And so it was nice. It felt even more like nice to have that personal connection and to see him succeed so much.
That's Bryson Motz. Before that, we heard from J.J. Weatherholt. Congratulations to both those guys as they are the Cardinals minor league player and pitchers of the year. We will take another break. We'll come back. When we return, we'll hear a little bit from Patrick Mahomes, his weekly conversation that we play back for you. That's up next. Don't go anywhere. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're locked into a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on at KMOX. KMOX, of course, St. Louis is home for Kansas City Chiefs football. The Chiefs, they are in a little, I don't want to know if I want to say trouble, but they are certainly not in the position that they would like to be in. With a record of 5-5, they're currently in third place in the AFC West. And more importantly, if the season were to end right now, they would not be a playoff club. I still think they find their way into the playoffs, but the rest of the schedule is not easy. They've got some winnable games on the schedule for sure. A matchup against the Titans, a matchup against the Raiders. But for example, this Sunday here on KMOX, they'll match up against the Colts, a very good Colts team. I'm not convinced the Colts are as good as the 8-2 record would indicate, but still, that's a good Colts team they're going to match up against. Cowboys offensively are one of the better teams in the NFL. Defensively is a different story, and the Cowboys might not be a playoff team this year, but the Cowboys certainly present some challenges from an offensive standpoint. They'll match up against the Chargers. They got another game against the Broncos coming up. Tough loss against the Broncos this past weekend. Really entertaining game, fun game to watch, but the Chiefs ended up winning,
when the Chiefs ended up losing that game by a 22-19 score. Every week, we listen in to a conversation with Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, done by Carrington Harrison of our sister station, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. They get into football, but they always open up the conversation maybe with some non-football conversation. And if you follow along a lot on social media, there was actually a viral video this past week where Patrick Mahomes and his wife, Brittany, went to one of those places where you do painting and everything, and they did portraits of each other. And the portraits were interesting, to be sure. But more than anything else, the clip went viral, and that is how the conversation begins today.
Yeah, no, it was they were looking for a challenge for us to do for the Community America, and they're great people over there. And so we had seen this one going around on the internet and decided to give it a try ourselves. And obviously, I didn't do a good enough job.
The part where your daughter looks at it and says, "Is that mommy?" Oh my goodness, Patrick, I can't tell you how many times I laughed at that.
Yeah, it's always when the kids get involved, they get the brutal honesty, so that always makes it a little bit funnier.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Pat, we got a lot of football to get into in this conversation. Let's just start with this. Can you take us through the interception that happened in the red zone?
Yeah, no, obviously called a play, and they did a good job of covering it up and scrambled out to the right, and thought I could make a throw over the nickel to Elijah in the end zone, and obviously didn't throw the ball good enough, threw it way low and way to the right. And so just learning from that, I mean, just certain things that you just can't do in the flow of the football game and how the game was going, points were key, and 3 points would have been huge in that drive, and obviously a momentum swinger, and something that you can't do, especially at this point in my career.
I don't want to take any credit away from the opponents and the teams that you guys have played, but it seems to me that a lot of these losses have been self-inflicted mistakes. It's been a bobbled ball. It's been an interception. It's been a penalty. It's been a blocked extra point that has changed the course of the game. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like these losses are just self-inflicted execution mistakes that you guys have made?
Yeah, but that's every game. You know, I always preach it, and I think it gets lost because we've won a lot of these games. But most games in the NFL come down to a couple plays, and you either make the play or you don't make the play. And so there's games here and there where you win by more than one score, and you win by multiple scores, and the one play doesn't really affect it that much. But a lot of these games are just one play here and there, and I haven't done a good enough job of making those plays in those big moments of football games to swing in our favor.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. You mentioned it. These games do come down to 5 to 8 plays, a play here, a play there. Last year, you guys were 11-0 in these scenarios. So far this season, you guys are 0-5. How do you get that pendulum to swing back in the other direction? Because you guys are playing good teams. You play the Colts. You go on the road to play the Cowboys, the Broncos, the Chargers. You're going to find yourself in more of these moments. How do you get the pendulum to swing back in the other direction?
I think you just continue with the process. You continue to work and continue to put yourself in these positions, and you trust that your process and that your planning is going to get you into these right moments and making those plays. You know, we've made those plays before, so it's just about getting better, learning from our mistakes, and putting ourselves in that position again, and then having the confidence to go out there and make those plays in those biggest moments. And like you said, we have a lot of great football teams coming up, starting with this week. But I'm excited for the opportunity for our guys to go out there and prove who we think we really are.
You've mentioned it a little bit just in watching the film. What are you seeing from yourself? What are you seeing from a self-evaluation standpoint that you feel like you need to be doing to help turn this thing around?
Yeah, I think it's just plays throughout the game, not falling into a rhythm of throwing the check down or falling into a rhythm of not giving guys chances down the field. I mean, if you look at the game, you missed the early throws down the field, and I kind of went away from them for a while, and it kind of put us in a standstill as far as an offense. And then I give another guy a chance on the field in Tyquan, and he makes a big play happen. And a coverage that route's not necessarily supposed to be open, but your guy just makes a play down the field. And so I think that's what you got to get back to, is giving guys chances, giving them chances to make plays open, or if it's one-on-one, and then guys making plays happen, and that's something that I continue to get better at.
That's certainly something that you guys have emphasized, certainly this offseason, was the deep ball and just kind of having that home run ability. How do you guys as a team, what do you need to do to improve your percentages on those plays, because you have the receivers to make those plays downfield?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I've got to make the throw. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, we've gotten guys open down the field in every game, and so just being able to make the throw, when you make the throw, it looks good and it's pretty, but they're those plays that kind of swing the game, and that I need to be better at making those throws more often. And we hit a couple of them throughout this year, but at the same time, I feel like I got to get better and hit them at a higher percentage.
Over the course of the years, you and I have talked about team goals that you guys have had. You know, one of the first goals, and you said in a press conference recently, is to win the division. How frustrating right now is it to be in danger of not being able to check off one of the first boxes of goals that you guys have set?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's what you want to go out there and do. But at the end of the day, you have to continue to move forward and progress forward. And obviously the division is going to be tight. I mean, we're going to have to go out there and win pretty much every week to give ourselves at least an opportunity at it. But I think all we can do is focus on this week and getting better and making sure that we find a way to win against a really good football team. And let's just take our best effort. We got to clean up the mistakes. It's another great opportunity at Arrowhead. And why not go out and take advantage of it?
I've asked you this in the past. I asked you, hey, is this game a must-win? And you said, hey, I don't consider regular season games to be must-win. We played in the playoffs. We played in these bigger games. You just mentioned it. The margin for error that you guys have is pretty slim the rest of the way. How do you keep that level of urgency up across the team during this seven-game stretch?
Yeah, I think the guys understand. I mean, in any profession, but especially this one, I mean, you want to get to the playoffs and you want to give yourself a chance, because once you get there, anything can happen. But you have to get there first. And I think we have the mindset going in. I mean, we really kind of have to have the mindset going into this week, knowing that it's going to be a great challenge. It's a great football team that we're going up against, but we got to find a way to win. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be a lot of points. It doesn't have to be whatever it is. You just got to find a way to win the football game. And I think guys understand that and have that mindset. And then we focus on this week, and you kind of just go one week at a time, kind of like you're in that playoff mindset of just winning the week and then moving on to the next one.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, for a couple of more minutes here. You just mentioned it. You guys have been in a lot of different positions of adversity through your career. I mean, you guys were down 10 points with less than 8 minutes to go in a Super Bowl and came back and won. Like, you guys are not adverse to being in these kind of situations. How are guys responding to being in a new level of adversity, a situation that you guys have never been in?
Yeah, I think guys are responding well. I mean, at the end of the day, like, we have everything that we want in front of us, and all we have to do is go out there and maximize it, and then we can tell the story of this season after the season. But you have to go out there and make that story your own. And so I think that's something that guys have the mindset of, is that we just got to go out there and be who we are, take our game to another level, kind of like you would do if you're going into the playoffs, and just go out there and try to just stack a couple of football wins together, get yourself into the right position, and see what happens from there.
On Monday, Coach Reed talked about the difference in the RPOs in the run game. Just for the casual fan who maybe doesn't understand what he's talking about, can you explain to them sort of what you guys are trying to do in the run game?
Yeah, we always talk about, like, RPOs. I mean, it's just you want to have at least a plus five. Like, if you throw the ball, you want to get at least, like, 5 yards. So it's just, like, a positive run. And so just reading the number count of how the defenses are lined up and where we feel like we can attack at the best spot. And then making a decision for me and trying to be as accurate as I can be with making those decisions. And coaches give me the opportunities to do that. And we've had a lot of success in my career doing that. And I think that's something that we have to continue to get better and better at. And then at times, you got to give the guys chances to run the football and make plays happen as well. And so just continue to get better at that.
Is that something that's important to you, giving guys chances to have success in the run game?
Yeah, you have to. You got to have balance. You got to keep the defense honest. And being able to run the football makes my job a lot easier. So I give good guys the opportunity to go out there and run the football and make the run. It helps out the play action. It keeps the defenses in certain coverages that you want them in. And that's what we have to continue to do as the season goes on.
Last couple of questions here. Talking to Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. You are a very socially media-aware person of what people are saying. Do you feel the split in the conversation that is happening right now around the team? There's a group of people that are ready to bury the Chiefs. There is another group of people that have the philosophy, and this is the side that I'm on, the side of don't let the Chiefs get hot. If the Chiefs go 6-1, 7-0 down the stretch, and even if they're a wild card team with their championship expertise, you are not going to want to face them in the postseason. Do you feel, I guess, the conversation surrounding you guys heading into this home stretch?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of feel that throughout my entire career, you know. It's always been people that doubt us and people that believe in us. But at the end of the day, it's all about what we do on the football field. So even if we're playing well and people are hyping us up, that doesn't matter, because we have to go out there and play to that standard. And if we're not playing to our level, and people are doubting us, we have to still play to our standard and play to our level. And so that stuff's it's part of it. It's stuff that people watch, and I understand it. But at the end of the day, it comes down to playing football, and that's where you get to prove who you are and prove what kind of team you are.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King MOX.
Back at it for just a couple more minutes before we wrap up this edition of the Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. Again, our Gas House Gang replay comes up after the 8 o'clock news. That includes a conversation with J.J. Weatherholt, who was named the Cardinals Minor League Player of the Year earlier today. A reminder for you, tomorrow it's going to be a lot of fun. We are having our 100-year celebration. We're basically blowing out all normal programming tomorrow. It's going to start at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's going to go all the way till 6:30. You are going to hear some voices that you probably haven't heard in a while. You're going to hear amazing stories. Everybody here at KMOX is involved in some way. So many alums coming in participating as well. Kevin Wheeler and myself are going to have you from 5 o'clock to 6:30. Bernie Miklas will be with us for a little while. We're going to talk about the legacy of Sports Open Line. We're going to talk with Dan Dierdorf at one point. We'll talk about the St. Louis football Cardinals for a while. We'll talk Mizzou. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're even going to talk a little bit about the St. Louis Steamers and their legacy. So would encourage you to be tuned in tomorrow. Do not miss a second of it. It starts first thing in the morning and goes all the way till 6:30 when we're done for Thursday Night Football. Thank you so much for being tuned in to the program today, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Be tuned in all day long tomorrow, beginning at 5 o'clock in the morning for our KMOX 100-year special programming all day. It's going to be awesome. Thanks for being tuned in. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.